Farm income to hit a record high. Thanks for joining us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. Even though Tennessee farmers and many farmers throughout the Mid-South have had one of their most challenging growing seasons ever, farm income for the nation's farmers this year is expected to reach an all-time high. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
Overall, farmers and ranchers and those related to agriculture may have never seen a farm income forecast like this.
We expect farm income to be a record high this year, primarily because we're seeing very strong markets in both crops and livestock sectors.
In fact, USDA Chief Economist Keith Cullen says those rising prices will increase farm income to just over $87 billion in 2007. Compare that number to the previous record of almost $86 billion 3 years ago, and it looks impressive.
We've seen near record corn prices. We've just hit a historic high in wheat futures markets and the Chicago Board of Trade, so we're looking at very strong crop prices. Livestock prices likewise has been very strong, particularly milk.
However, Collins says it's not just higher prices that are driving farm income numbers.
Exports are going to be very, very strong, both in 2007 and again in 2008.
According to Collins, record exports of $79 billion this year and over $83 billion in 2008, respectively, are being forecast by USDA. If there is one blip in the rosy predictions, it is an increase in the cost of farm inputs, everything from fuels to feeds to chemicals. So as Keith Collins sums up,
we're expecting that total cash receipts of producers will be $276 billion. That's up 16% or $37 billion more in cash receipts from the marketplace this year. So it's primarily a story of very strong demand, very strong prices across the board.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, despite the rough weather this year, Tennessee farmers are still receiving good prices for their crops and livestock. Have a safe day. Join us Monday on the TRN.